Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalayim Ma'aser Sheni Daf Lamed Zayin, and we are talking about seven lines into the Amud with the words Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and in the Vilna source of Daf, it's about two-thirds of the way into Chav Beis Amud Beis, and today's office sponsor Lila Nishmas, Mars Merim Sar Basim Yaakov Maisha, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And we're discussing differences between Ma'aser Sheni and Hektish. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, Hektish, if a person has Hektish, Pidayei V'loi Ha'isav Chaymesh, he was Paidei, he redeemed it, but he didn't add on the required fifth, Harei's a Padoi, it's still Padoi, it's not a problem. Whereas Ma'aser Sheni should Pidayei V'loi Ha'isav Chaymesh, if he was Paidei as Ma'aser Sheni and he didn't add on a fifth, Hareza Enoi Padoi, it's not redeemed. Ask the Gemara, Mabin Hektish, Mabin Maeser Sheni, what's the difference between Hektish and Maeser Sheni? Amar Abhila, he answers, Hektish, Yeshloi Toivin, Maeser Sheni, Enloi Toivin. Hektish has someone to be Toivei. The Gizbar, the treasure of Hektish, is going to go to this fellow who is Paidit, and he's going to go knocking on his door, give me that fifth, you owe it to me. And therefore, it's considered Padoi, because anyway, the fifth will eventually be paid. But Maeser Sheni doesn't have anyone that's going to demand it, and therefore, it's not considered Padoi unless he adds on a fifth, because if you say it is considered Padoi, people are just simply not going to add on a fifth, because no one's going to try to take it from them. Now, Rabbi Yonah Bar Yonah asked the following question. Now, we're going to see from Rabbi Yonah's question that he did not know of this explanation of Rav Hila. So he asks as follows, Kimando Amar Kinechasov. That's a proper girsa. I understand there would be a difference between Hektish and Maeser Sheni, according to the Mando Amar, that Maeser Sheni is considered like the person's own Nechasim. It's considered his own money. From Kimando Amar, Ani Kinechasov who? But according to the Mando Amar, that Maeser Sheni is not his own Nechasim. It's Mamun Gavaya, Mamun Hektish, Mamun Maeser Sheni. So what's the difference between Hektish and Maeser Sheni? They're both considered Mamun Gavaya. So even if a person is part of this Maeser Sheni and he doesn't add on a fifth, it should still be valid. So Rabbi Yossi answers, V'leikvar itmar taima, didn't we already have a reason? Hektish yeshloi toivin, Maeser Sheni einloi toivin. In other words, Rabbi Yossi is telling Rabbi Yaino, Rav Hila already answered the question, and this is the answer. Continuing on to explain the Mishnah, we had said, Apayit Maeser Sheni shaloi, Maeser Bava Chamishisai, Bein Shu shaloi, Bein Sheni toloi matana. Someone who redeems his own Maeser Sheni, he has to add on a fifth to that, whether it's his own because he grew the produce, or if it was given to him as a present. And now we suggest, Masis is Rav Meir, the Mishnah is Rav Meir. Rav Meir says, In matana kemecher. Matana is not like mecher. When a person receives a gift, that's not like a sale. We had learned in the first parak that one is not allowed to sell Maeser Sheni, and Rav Meir allows one to gift Maeser Sheni because Matana is not like Mecher. And by our Mishnah telling us that a Chaymesh must be added when being paid to Maeser Sheni that was gifted to him, we see that our Mishnah is Rav Meir, who allows gifting Maeser Sheni. Our Amar Rabbeinu argues, and he tells us, Divrei Kolhi, our Mishnah could be according to everybody, even according to Chachamim. Tiftar could be explained as follows, Beper Shehin Tevul LeMaeser. When we say it was gifted to him, it doesn't mean Maeser Sheni was gifted to him, it means he was gifted regular produce that was Tavul to Maeser, which means it didn't have Maeser Sheni separated, and when he separates it on his own after he sees the produce as a gift and he's being paid to that Maeser Sheni, he has to add on a fifth. Ask more, how could you say that? Vatanin, we have a Mishnah later on that says, if a person is being paid to his Netar Avai, which is the fourth year fruits that grow on the tree, they have to be brought up to Yerushalayim just like Maeser Sheni, and if he's not going to bring them up to Yerushalayim, he has to be paid to them. What does he do if he's being paid to his own fruit? He has to add on a fifth. Now, Isl Chamemer, but Paris Shane Tvul and the Maeser Sheni, could you say that that Mishnah is talking about Paris that are Tavul to Maeser Sheni? That can't be Vataninon Lenetar Avai. The Mishnah says very clearly that we're talking about Netar Avai, Loyal Netar Avai Atzmai. Aren't we referring to Netar Avai itself, meaning he was gifted the fruits of Netar Avai? And Bram Hacha, Meiser, have a Seifach Memor. So too over here, you have to ultimately say that the Meiser that he was gifted is referring to actual Maeser Sheni that was gifted him and not just Payrois that needed to have Maeser Sheni separated. And so we see clearly that our Mishnah is Rav Meir. Until Amazino based on top with Halacha Gimel. The Mishnah says as follows, Marimel Maeser Sheni, one could do a Harama, a trick with Maeser Sheni. And we've already mentioned this multiple times before. Here's the actual source that a person, when he's being paid his own Maeser Sheni, he's able to do a Rama, a trick, a deceit of sorts that he does not have to add on a fifth. Ketzad, how is that? So, Adam Lechaveir, a person can tell his friend, or Libanayu Bita Agdailim, to his son or daughter, who are Agdailim, they're above Bar Bas Mitzvah, La'avil Shevchasai Ha'ivrim, or to his Eveter Shevcha, who are Yidin, Helech Maeser Elu, here, take this money, Upadil Chas Maeser Zeh, and be paid this Maeser. He's basically gifting them money, and then they're being paid his Maeser Sheni. And this could be done because all these people are able to make a kinyan on their own. Mishnah clarifies, he cannot tell this to his son or daughter who are ketanim, they're under bar bas mitzvah, or to his eved or shivcha, who are non-Jews, because their yad is just like his yad, and they're not able to acquire, they're not able to be kind to something on their own, and even if he gives them money, it's not like it's their money that they're being paid to his Maeser Sheni, it's his money. And therefore, this wouldn't work unless we're talking about somebody from the beginning of the Mishnah, namely his son or daughter that's above bar bas mitzvah, or his eved or shivcha that are Jews. Now we go into a similar case. Let's say he's standing in his gairin and he doesn't have any money with him. He has his produce there, but not money. What does he do? He can tell his friend, these payrois of Maeser Sheni, they're a gift for you. And then he can tell his friend, these payrois that you have, they're mechulal on the money that I have in my house. And that's another way he can be paid this Maeser Sheni without having to add on a fifth, because it's not his Maeser Sheni anymore, it's his friend's. Now the Gemara clarifies the Mishnah, Rav Ovin Rabban Amar, Ispalgan Rablaz, Rabbi Yisrael Bar Chanina, Rablaz and Rabbi Yisrael Bar Chanina argue. Chad number one says, Lo Marimin Alav, why is a person allowed to do this harama, this trick with Maaser Sheni? And that's B'nai Shekasubai, Bracha. Because the Pasuk says about Maaser Sheni, Ki Varechacha Hashem Laikecha, and what's the Bracha that we find in Maaser Sheni? The one's allowed to do this trick and that he doesn't have to add on the fifth. Now, Vacharan Amar, the other one says, Lama Paidanai Say Bashar Hazoil, why is one allowed to be Paidan Maaser Sheni based off of the cheaper value, like we discussed previously, B'nai Shekasubai Bracha, because it has his Bracha written about it. Now we analyze the Mishnah. Manan Kaiman, what are we referring to when we're doing this harama? In Bisha Amar Loi, if he had told his Evid Ivri, for example, say Upada Li, go and be paid in my Maaser Sheni for me, that's what he said when he handed him the money. Well, that's a problem. Shluchayhu. His Evid Ivri is just a Shliach, and of course he would have to add on a fifth. And let's say he told him, say Upada Lecha, go be paid for yourself this Maaser Sheni, well, Shalayhain. That means that it's the Evid's Maaser Sheni, and it's not the Master's Maaser Sheni. So what's the case where a person is being paid his own Maaser Sheni, but he doesn't have to add on a fifth? Alakinan Kaiman, rather, what's the Mishnah referring to? B'sha'imer Loi, it's where he told one of these people in the beginning of the Mishnah, Padali Mishalcha, I want you to redeem my Maaser Sheni from your own money. That's the first case of the Mishnah, where he gave the person money, said, here, take it, it's a gift. And that fellow was paid to the Baal Bais' Maaser Sheni with the money that he was just gifted. And then, of course, he gifts the money back. Or it's where the Baal Bais says, Padalacha Mishali, let's be paid to your Maaser Sheni with my money. That's in the second case of Mishnah, where he didn't have money with him, he only had the Maaser Sheni, so he gifted that to him, and he said, I want it to be Mecholol on the money that I have in my house. And Vitani Kane, we have a brass just like this, Padali Mishalcha, Padalacha Mishali, Eini Maaser Chaimesh. In both these scenarios, a fifth doesn't have to be added on. Now, Rabbi Yochanan tells us, Kol Maaser Sheni She'enai Hu Upidyani Mishalai, any Maaser Sheni, where it itself, or the pidyon, and the money that's being paid at, are not the Baal biases, ain't a Maaser Chaimesh, he doesn't have to add on a Chaimesh. And Rabbi Yisrael Rabban says, B'shem Rabbi Chanina, time Rabbi Yochanan, what's Rabbi Yochanan's source? It says in the Pasuk, V'imgal Yigal Ish Mimasroi, Chamishisa Yosef Olav. Or understanding the word Mimasroi referring to the produce itself, and the word Chamishisa refers to the money. What do we learn from here? Kidei Shehei Hu Upidyani Mishaloi. We learn from here that it, the Maaser Sheni, and the pidyon, the money, has to be belonging to the fellow himself. And if one of them is not his, it belongs to somebody else, so he doesn't have to add on a fifth. We're going to stop here for a day and pick up tomorrow and continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.